Here are the Zoom meeting procedures for remote participation. This meeting will be conducted remotely over Zoom and will be broadcast live and recorded on ECAP. To use Zoom, you will need to use the link on the agenda or download the Zoom application on the website. While conducting hybrid meetings, Zoom meetings, we will endeavor to keep meeting operations as close to standard procedures as possible. However, use of the remote platform will necessitate some additional meeting protocols. While board members or commissioners and applicants will be on video and audio, public participants invited to speak by the chair will be in person, on video, or audio. Public participants joining by Zoom will be muted and with no video feed from them. Public lines will be muted throughout the meeting to allow the board to conduct business and to eliminate background noise. All votes will be by roll call. For public hearings, during the public testimony portion of the meeting, members of the public joining via Zoom may be recognized by using the raise hand function found under participants from Zoom, or make a request with the Q&A function. If you're joining by phone, you can press *9 to raise your hand. The chair reserves the right to designate a specific point of the hearing at which testimony may be offered, the duration of the comment period afforded to each individual, and the number of individuals permitted to speak. As in any public hearing, testimony offered must be related to the hearing being held. And off-topic commentary will be limited. The chair reserves the right to end the testimony of anyone who abuses the meeting platform. When all business indicated on the agenda has been completed, the members will vote to adjourn the meeting, signaling the end of the meeting and the termination of the ECAT recording. I'd like to start tonight's hearing on April 29th, 2024, with a roll call. Stetson is present. Kathy Kidd?
Present.
Mickey Wolf?
Present.
Joanne Zygmunt?
Present.
And a special welcome to our newest member who just is joining us, Mr. Alan Weeks.
Hi, how is everybody? Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, welcome, and we will take your comments or your response as an indication that you are here for the record.
I am. I'm sorry I was a few minutes late. I had trouble. Zoom decided to update itself, which it always does when I'm signing on late.
We've all been there. It's totally understandable. So the first matter for tonight's meeting is the internally illuminated sign at 20 Roach Brothers Way, the Joint Chiropractic. This is, I'm assuming, SCG Signs will be presenting, Stephanie? No, you're on mute.
Sorry, I just promoted Stephen Bass, who's here.
Oh, okay, great. Mr. Bass, whenever you're ready, just identify yourself and your address, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, hi, my name is Steve Bass. I'm with SCG Signs, 72A Taunton Street in Plainville.
Thank you, sir. Please feel free to make your presentation.
Okay. We're proposing an internally illuminated set of channel letters for the Roach Brothers Plaza for a new store, the Joint Chiropractic. They are 5-inch deep with white faces, black sides, total square footage of 24 square feet. It's a spread 88 inches wide by almost 39 inches high. And then there's also going to be two additions to the pylon at the shopping center entrance that are going to read the Joint Chiropractic with a black background in white letter. And those again are going to go on the existing pylon that's at the entrance to the shopping center.
Bob, could we ask?
Yes, please pull. You can please pull up the visuals.
Okay. Mr. Bass, you're not prepared to share your screen?
I am.
Okay. Could you please?
Yep. One sec. Okay. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, great. So here's the shop drawing for the building sign. and then a rendering of what the actual should look like on the building. Then here is the one side of the proposed pylon. You can see right over the bottom panel, RK Centers. On the left, it'll read the Joint Chiropractic, and it's going to be the same on both sides. Here's side B, shows the existing and the proposed on the right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bass.
No problem.
Stephanie, any comments?
No, it's channel letters, as Mr. Bass pointed out, and it meets the dimensional requirements. And I think the rendering, it looks good on the wall.
Any comments or questions from the board? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Zygmunt here, motion to approve the sign for Joint Chiropractic at 20 Roach Brothers Way.
Second, Kidd.
Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none on the motion to approve, Zygmunt?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Kidd?
Aye.
Weeks?
Aye.
And Stetson's an aye as well. Mr. Bass, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. The next item is actually a request for a continuance for 149 Lincoln Street, and the request is for May 28th of this year. Do I have a motion?
I'll move to for 140 consideration of 149 Lincoln Street to May 28th. Wolf?
Second, Kidd.
Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none. On the motion to continue, Wolf?
Aye.
Zygmunt?
Aye.
Kidd?
Aye.
Mr. Weeks?
Aye.
And Stetson's an aye as well. Okay. We're moving quickly tonight, which is it's been a rarity for us the past couple of months. So we've got two ZBA requests for comment. Stephanie, I imagine no one's going to be here presenting on either of them?
Correct. This is just for the planning board to comment on. And the first one is for, and I can show the plan to the board.
That'd be great.
But it is for a special permit for drive-through for proposed Taco Bell. I do know that we received some comments today from members of the public, and I believe because we have a pretty full galley, that there are probably a number of people here regarding the project. But again, this is really just for the planning board to review and provide comments back to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Bob and I talked earlier today. I think you and I talked earlier today. This is going before the internal design review team tomorrow, which is a meeting of representatives from the various boards and permitting offices in town to review a project before it gets too far down the design phase and provide feedback and comments to the applicant. So just a little bit of background there.
Well, and perhaps one other item of background is, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Stephanie, but even if we were to recommend tonight and the ZBA were to approve this project, it would still come back to us for site plan review, correct?
Correct.
So we would still, you know, be able to provide input on, you know, presumably, I'm sure, just knowing this area, I'm sure the reason for the interest is traffic related, and presumably we would get some feedback from a number of people you know, and participants in the process, so we could make some comments at that point in time. So I, you know, and I welcome everyone's thoughts on this. I kind of view our role in the comment process as just making sure that we're comfortable with, you know, the use and the location, and then, you know, we let the ZBA kind of handle it on their end to make the ultimate decision. And then, you know, we would see it again with more intensive ability to comment on the site plan. So, but with that, I open up everyone's thoughts and comments.
I'll just make a very quick comment. I was reviewing kind of that area. As someone who used to have to bang a left all the time from 123 onto Foundry, the location of the driveways, and particularly with those lights, is just kind of a cause for concern. I know this will come back to us, but I do just kind of want to raise that piece. Where people turn, and I know that it'll be probably be discussed tomorrow and in the future, but I did just want to raise that piece.
I think it's a really good point. Stephanie, I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but is there any way you could pull up that intersect, like a Google Earth of the intersection?
Sure.
Because I mean, I know, you know, because I know there's a drive through right across the street at the Burger King.
Yeah, let me.
There's a drive through across the street, but a little farther down the way, I believe, from where this would be. This is like, because when you, there's no green arrow turning from 123 onto Foundry.
Right.
You just have to hold your breath and drive. And so that's the part where if there are people trying to turn in, if there's stopped traffic there, it runs the risk of creating a pretty dangerous situation, which I'm sure can be ameliorated during the planning process. But I did just want to raise that.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to see the layout of the intersection to see where that, how far down the Burger King one is.
I'm going to zoom in.
Yeah, it's quite a bit further than I was imagining in my mind. You're right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a valid point, and it's, you know, certainly something we could really dig in on, you know, in the site plan review process. I think generally speaking, you know, it's a more beneficial use than what we're seeing there right now. But, you know, I entertain everyone's thoughts, and if we have a recommendation, you know, I welcome that as well. And what does everyone think?
That's where the ATM used to be.
Yes. A while ago. Yep. Right here, I believe.
So the concern would be taking a right off of Foundry Street into the parking lot, or I just wanted to make sure I understood.
I think it's, if you're coming, if I may speak, Bob.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. If you're coming, exiting the property, Alan, mm-hmm. and you're taking a right onto Bay Road, you don't have to cross traffic. And this would seem to flow pretty smoothly. And if you were taking a left to turn down Bay Road, you'd have to cross traffic. If you're coming in from Bay Road, heading north from the south, that's an easy transition. But if you're coming from, and I think this is the right-hand turn you're talking about, if you're coming from 123 or even from Foundry Street, it would be a left-hand turn into the driveway across traffic. And it would be the same situation leaving or entering from Bay Road, that if you're taking a left-hand turn, you're going to be crossing over this traffic, and you're going to have vehicles coming up to stop for the signal. And I think that those are reasonable questions, like what's the distance here? I feel if vehicles are closer to the intersection and stopped, it would be easier to take that turn. But if it's further down, you've got people who are still probably just reducing their speed to make it to the intersection. But then if you have, again, if you're trying to cross over and then you have traffic coming through from the west, it does, there are conflicts there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now. I guess the 106 entrance and exit, I think somewhere in the brief they said that it would only allow a right turn leaving onto 106?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was based on initial feedback. I'd met with these folks. We had a brief meeting, and that was one of the things that I was concerned with and suggested, at least on exiting, that you have a right turn only out of here. But again, I don't know how you prevent someone coming in from taking a left-hand turn across traffic, depending on the direction they're coming from.
Well, it seems more likely that, you know, people that are going to try to get in there are going to cross, at least coming from the north side of the intersection, they're going to drive through the intersection and try to take a left into.
Correct.
As opposed to taking a left at the intersection. Right.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess they could do either, right?
They could do either.
I think, sorry to interrupt, Bob. I think the concern would be those folks that are coming north through the intersection, trying to make that left into the parking lot and potentially stacking up traffic across the intersection.
Across, yeah. No, that's a fair point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all fair points.
Because there's no room for a turn lane in there.
Yep. I think one of the questions once they submit an application, or if they end up submitting an application, if they make it through the Board of Appeals, is what is their experience? This is a large restaurant chain. I'm sure they have locations all over the country. And do they have a similar setup where they're at an intersection like this, and how does that flow? And I think this would be an instance where the board would, as part of site plan review, would want to see a traffic study. And I know they've been asking about, they've contracted with, it seems, with a traffic engineer who's been asking questions about development and future development in the district.
So what do we think? I mean, you know, I've kind of made my opinion known. I think the use makes sense for that area, but I recognize that there are certainly challenges to, you know, the layout and the traffic issues. But which we'll get an opportunity to comment on if it ever makes it back to us. But what do we think, broadly speaking, here?
I think the use is, I mean, it's by right for that area. So I think it's suitable for the location, consistent with the other businesses. As Stephanie said, I think we should have a traffic study done. And that will tell us, I think, a lot more about what we're trying to figure out here in the group.
Mm-hmm. Is the issue they're going to the ZBA for the drive-through, or is it approval of the franchise itself? Just the drive-through?
Drive-through.
That's what I thought. And if I look at the drive-through, I guess I drove through that intersection today. The only comment I had, I see they have a double buffer zone on the drive-through. But if it did back out into the street, it's only a single lane, and there's no way that traffic can get through a drive-through line.
Mm-hmm. But I think, so in Alan, in response to your question, that comment, I think that is where most of the parking probably will occur, would be people moving on. But again, that's a good question for them. And how would they move the cars through so that they're not stacking out into the road?
Yeah, because the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through a little farther up frequently spills into the main road in the morning coffee hours.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's enough room there since they've done the work on Five Corners that people can get around it. And they have quite a long buffer around the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think the use looks good. So, I mean.
Do we want to recommend this as a group?
Can we recommend with qualifications?
Sure.
With the traffic, I'd be comfortable with that because again, I agree with the use, but I just have concerns about the traffic.
And we'll, I mean, we would get that. We would get the ability to ask that later, right, Stephanie?
Yes.
Is that something that we want to? Well, I just want to be a little careful because that's not something that we're going to request. Like, that's the ZBA isn't going to get a traffic study, right?
Well, there's no reason they couldn't ask for a traffic study as part of their assessment of whether they should be issuing the special permit or not. That depending on what a traffic study indicated, whether there'd be a detrimental effect on the neighborhood. And in the board, this is not a permit. It's, you're not issuing a decision. So you certainly can indicate that, you know, if the Board of Appeals did grant the special permit, the planning board would want to see a traffic study. And it might even recommend, I suppose you could recommend that a traffic study be done as part of
the ZBA. Yeah. So I'm good either way, Mickey. I think it's a good idea. So if you want to, you know, present a recommendation.
Okay. Can I make that recommendation? That we approve with the qualifications of a traffic study being recommended?
Want to make it just for us to be looking at it if it when it comes back for site plan review, or do we want the ZBA to have a traffic study too?
I think we should recommend that the ZBA consider a traffic study before making their decision, and that we will definitely want to see one when it comes back to us, if it comes back to us.
Right, and I'd like to make a comment. And rather than approving, because usually it's the board would be in support of, because you're not the issuing authority, so you're not technically approving. But I think Joanne's that you can recommend that a traffic study be done as part of the special permit. And it sounds like that's probably where the board is really going.
Yeah, so it's a recommendation on condition that the ZBA receives an adequate traffic study from the applicant.
Okay, make a recommendation that my dog is eating really loudly in the background.
I can't hear him.
Oh, it's very loud. make a recommendation that the board approves pending a recommendation by the ZBA board for the traffic study.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All right. On the vote to recommend, Wolf.
Aye.
Weeks.
Aye.
Zygmunt.
Aye.
Kidd.
Aye.
And Stetson's an aye as well. Thank you all. All right. And the next one is the special permit at 7 Lois Lane. Stephanie?
So this one, and I'll share my screen again. So this is a proposed reuse of a property that has been vacated for a number of years off Washington Street. Lois Lane is off Washington Street. And what it was formerly, Ed Walsh Movers, I believe it was the moving company. And that building burned over 10 years ago and then was eventually demolished, just leaving the foundation. And what the applicant would like to do is rebuild with a modern building that would allow be used for indoor pickleball courts. And indoor recreation requires a special permit from the Board of Appeals. And just like the other project, this would come back to the planning board for site plan review. If the special permit is issued.
All right.
Some of the factors for this one, and again, if it comes back to the board, we'll talk about this more, is that this the site is generally, I believe, buffered on all sides. They have paved parking already that I've been told will accommodate the number of parking spaces that would be required for the building.
All right. I don't think this one will implicate the traffic issues that we saw in the last one necessarily, but does anyone have any thoughts or questions on what we should do here?
Is Lois Lane the sole?
If it's helpful, I can pull up an aerial map for this site as well.
Sure.
I was just going to ask, is Lois Lane the only thing that's on there? Is this the only thing that was on? What's Lois Lane? It's not a...
No, there's a landscaper's yard there. It's a small... where they keep some nursery, I think nursery stock and some other items that are picked up and then delivered to their clients, but it's not the landscaper's main operation.
And are you showing it, Stephanie?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay.
Can you see the map?
Yeah,
so this is Lois Lane. This is Washington Street.
Mm-hmm.
This is the area. So this is the landscaper's yard. And then this is the proposed location of the pickleball, the indoor pickleball courts.
Is the entrance?
The entrance is off Lois Lane. And this is Pine Street. It's interesting because I hadn't realized previously looking at it.
Yeah, it looks like there's a driveway on Pine.
But I don't think it's, yeah.
So presumably they wouldn't have a in and out on that side. It would just be off the main road.
That's the presumption.
It doesn't really clarify on the plan. It looks like it's just marked as a driveway.
Yeah.
Does that go all the way through?
Yeah. I can't tell it. It because this is leaf out, so.
Huh.
Want to hold on a second? I can turn on a layer that doesn't have leaf out. Oops, no, we don't want the false red. That's hard to look at. So it's not really clear. I mean, that's something that, again, if it comes to the board, it does not look like it extends. It actually looks like that driveway is
and
serving the other property here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in site plan review then, you know, the neighbors will have something to say if there were going to be an entranceway from the Pine Street side. Well, what do we think? I mean, this again, I mean, it's Washington Street seems like a good fit for something like this. I mean, subject to obviously us looking at this for site plan review. What does everyone think?
What's across the street? Is that, wasn't there an athletic facility also across the street?
That has since moved, Alan.
Oh, it has.
Or actually, I'm sorry. Evolution did move that operation. I believe that was Evolution.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
It was the blue building right here. And that actually is being converted to a dog care facility.
Well, and then there was wasn't an indoor baseball facility down the street from here that we approved a couple of years ago?
I think that was, you wouldn't have been here when the board approved Evolution, which includes some indoor training facility.
It was over. Do you remember the one over by, was it the White Hen Pantry?
Oh, right. That's, that is, yes. It's not as large a facility as this is. They're more like individual bays. And I think they do. Yeah, I'm only supposing that what they're doing over there is like my granddaughter was going for a pitching clinic. And it was in one of these what looked like were intended to be constructed as contractor bays. And that's what's over at Turnpike Street.
So what do we think? Is this a beneficial use that fits into the area? Any other thoughts, recommendations?
One comment I have, I'm just wondering, looking at the current footprint, which they said they're going to use the existing footprint of the building. Like, is there going to be enough room for ingress and egress around the building?
Well, that's one of the things that they'll need to demonstrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and parking and too, Kathy.
I mean, I'm wondering, they probably have enough parking in the back.
Well, that's true.
But it's the getting in and getting out and any emergency vehicles that would need to.
Right. And they need to show that. I know that they have had conversations with other departments in town.
Yeah. Okay.
About the potential use, but that, again, I haven't seen comments.
I think there's a pretty comprehensive plan on the permit server. I recall looking quickly at it. It shows the inside, how many courts there are, how it's laid out. And I think it showed the parking and the.
So I'm going to, okay, let me get out of this and go back to. Oops, not planning. So it was seven. I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I seem to recall seeing, something like that.
Let me zoom in a little bit.
It's hard to tell based on the way the building looks, but I think they're getting like 8 courts in there, 6 courts or something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It must be a pretty huge building.
Yeah, let me just zoom in here. We can see what the distance is. That looks like it's 16 feet. So that's a 16-foot space there. It doesn't look like they've provided the turning radius plans yet for the emergency vehicles, which is what site plan review we would be asking for.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely looks like it's going to be tight going around the building, though. At least by that corner on the south side. But anyway, I mean, if it gets through the ZBA, we'll presumably have some more input, but I think those are good points.
Overall, though, I think it's a good idea and a good use.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks in town that would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a proposed recommendation, perhaps?
Recommend that we accept the special permit for 7 Lois Lane.
Well, it would just be a vote to recommend.
To be okay with it?
Yeah, more or less. I like that.
All right, second, Wolf.
Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none. Kid?
Aye.
Zygmunt?
Aye.
Weeks?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
And Stetson's an aye as well. Okay, meeting minutes. I looked at them. I thought they looked fine. Any other comments from anyone? I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from April 16, 2024.
Second, Wolf.
Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none. Wolf?
Aye.
Zygmunt?
Aye.
Weeks?
Aye.
Kidd?
Aye.
Stetson's an aye. All right. On the chair report, this has been kind of a theme for a while now, but we've got the town meeting and the MBTA Communities Act voting for on May 20th. We've obviously as a group, we've put a lot of work and effort, and Stephanie and her office has as well. We're going to continue the outreach, and I really just want to emphasize that it would be great if we were all there on May 20th to support the endeavor. And I know I would certainly appreciate it if any of you were able to get up and talk and support of the zoning, once it's opened up for comment. That's really all I have to report.
So, and Bob, I'd just like to add on to that. I think, again, can you see the screen with our MBTA webpage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so upcoming events, we are sponsoring a series of open houses, and I call them / pop-up educational opportunity. So tomorrow, Wayne and I and anyone from the planning board who wants to stop by will be holding an open house between 4 and 6 o'clock at the Quiset House, where we'll have poster boards and be available to talk with people. Let them know what the zoning is about, what it means, and what's being proposed at town meeting. The same at the Spring Farm Festival at the NRT on Saturday. Wayne and I will both be there. I'm going to do the morning shift. He's going to do I think he's doing the morning. I'm doing the afternoon. We kind of went back and forth on that. And I know we have Kathy has indicated she'll be there, Joanne, and I think Mickey as well, right?
I am a big question mark at this point in time, unfortunately, and won't be able to answer definitively till later in the week. My apologies.
But we do appreciate the efforts by everyone. And then we will be at the Council on Aging on May 6th from 9:30 to 11:30. We get a lot of people, they get a lot of traffic in there, and that was a suggested opportunity. And then the final open house will be on May 15th between 4 and 7 o'clock p.m. at the Corona Room here at the town offices.
Wonderful. All right. Any other business from anyone? All right. Well, thank you all again. And we appreciate all the efforts, and we are looking forward to this big vote next month. Welcome, Alan. It's great to have you aboard. I will entertain a motion.
Motion to adjourn. Wolf?
Second.
All right. Hearing and seeing no further discussion. Kidd?
Aye.
Weeks?
Aye.
Zygmunt?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
And Stetson's an aye as well. Thank you all. Thank you to Easton. Thank you to ECAT. And we'll see you soon.